We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, and away we go on a Monday night as Elon Basketball Live off and running from McGurk's. We're with you till the top of the hour as the Phoenix gets set to hit the road on the men's side for a three-game road swing that'll take them into the Northeast on Thursday and Saturday, while the Phoenix women return home after the split on the road, including the game winner on Friday night in Newark before falling in Philly yesterday afternoon. So a lot to get to during our time together this evening. Maya Johnson from the Phoenix women's basketball squad, as well as Torrance Watson and head coach Billy Taylor later in the hour. But we begin, as we always do, with the head coach of the Phoenix women in Charlotte Smith. Friday night wasn't any fun at all, was it?
Not at all. I mean, a buzzer beater, game winning shot, that was kind of boring.
Great to spend time with you as always. Before we start visiting, and we'll talk about Friday night and yesterday afternoon, we had the opportunity yesterday to, or last week rather, to have Edgar Farmer in the chair standing in. I know you're thrilled with the job that your staff does and the way they represent the program and work with the student athletes on a daily basis.
Right. I knew when I became a head coach that your staff could make or break you. And so I wanted to be very selective in terms of, it's like a recruiting process too when you're hiring your staff.
Yeah.
And so you want to make sure that you're hiring people that fit the culture and understand your heart. And they know my heart is for the players and helping them become the best versions of themselves and equipping them to be great young women when they leave Elon University. And so I have a tremendous staff that shares my heart in terms of developing young women. And they happen to do an outstanding job of developing great players as well.
We will focus on the two wins in just a moment. But just a quick note, and the head coach and Billy Taylor, we talked about a little bit about this Saturday during the postgame. The win on Friday night, not only an exciting win, Raven Preston hits the game winner, but coach, for all the work this team's done, it felt like Friday night was the payoff in terms of the rising competence of your ball club.
Yeah, we just kept being persistent, just kept grinding, kept digging and trying to get better. You know, our goal was to get 1% better every day. Our most important goal was to stay unified through that learning streak of where we lost 15 games in a row. And I'm so proud of the resiliency of my team. Like, we stayed positive, we stayed joyful, and they continued to work hard. And they do that every game. And if you continue to work hard and you continue to get better, you give yourself a chance to be successful.
You said something 2 weeks back. At some point, they're going to shoot the ball like I know they can shoot the ball, and they did so on Friday night. Best night from deep, 5 for 10 in almost 2 years, November of 2021. What pleased you the most offensively on Friday night?
Execution. You know, we drew up some plays that we wanted to run, and we executed them to perfection. We looked for each other offensively, and we shot the ball with confidence. I remember when I first got the job here at Elon, my cousin Alvin Gentry, who coached in the NBA, who coaches in the NBA yep. currently, the best advice he gave me was to give them confidence, because confidence is so fragile. And, you know, it's crazy. At times we're having to yell at players to shoot, like shoot the open shot. Like, why are you second-guessing yourself? Because you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Right.
And the ones that you do take, you have 50% chance of making them. So 50% is not bad. So just trying to get them confident in taking the open shot, understanding what a good shot is. You know, the great Coach Calder, he always talks about the good shot rule.
Right.
And that's where you can hit 6 out of 10 with no defense. So you got to put players – coaches have to do a good job of putting players in position where they can be successful offensively.
You mentioned having the confidence to take the shot. How important is that in terms of keeping that confidence throughout the year? Because you're going to have lulls at some point during the year, but your group has found that confidence here the last 2 to 3 games.
And we can be even more confident, because yeah. there's still times where we're telling people, shoot the open shot. But, you know, we just got to continue to encourage them, continue to get them in the gym, because when you practice, and the repetition is what gives you confidence when you see the ball going in. And like I said, again, just putting them in position to be successful offensively.
Visiting with head coach Charlotte Smith on a Monday night, Elon Basketball Live with you until the top of the hour. Phoenix also do something they've not done since November, and that is hold 2 teams under 40 from the floor in terms of shooting the basketball, and 11 for 40 on a combined effort from behind the arc. I know those are numbers you really like to hear.
They are. And you know, and when I think about the numbers in comparison to the film, because I go back and I grade all of our film, all of it, and we still have like at least 45 defensive teach clips. So if we can chop that defensive teach down to about 25.
I was going to ask you, where would you like it to be?
Around 25 okay. teach clips, okay. not 45. You know, if we can cut that in half, then some of the games that we lost, we probably would win. But we are getting better defensively, and we're challenging them to get better defensively. We've mixed up the rotations, demanding that they get better defensively, because two of our best defenders – you know, is Maya Johnson
yeah.
and Vanessa Taylor. And they've helped us out tremendously, especially, you know, the last couple of games and given us that defensive edge.
21 opportunities from the line over the 2 games. You're perfect on Sunday at Drexel, 8 for 8. I know you'd like more looks, or excuse me, 10 for 10. I know that you'd like more looks, but once again, it gets back to the confidence of seeing the ball go through the net at different times.
Well, before we left, when we were practicing, after we finished practicing, Cam Doty, who's a captain, at the end of the huddle, she said, you know, make sure you get in and get extra free throws between now and game time. You know, so she's demanding more as a leader of the players to shoot free throws on your own, because we don't have a whole lot of time in practice to do that. And we want to get to the line more. I think a lot of times we settle for jump shots, when we can be more aggressive and try to get into the bonus early and build a rhythm when you're not hitting those outside shots by getting to the free throw line.
Now to Friday night, the Phoenix win it on the game winner from Raven Preston. You called the timeout with 5 seconds left. What did you like the most about the look that you saw and the execution by your ball club?
What I like is that we scrambled to get the loose ball after we mishandled the handoff.
I was going to let you walk through the whole thing. I was going to set you up to simply say, what did you like and what did you...
Somebody posted on my social media, just the way you drew it up.
Exactly.
Not exactly, but we made something out of it. So, you know, we didn't give up. We scrambled for the loose ball. And I just remember shouting from the bench, shoot it, you know, when it got into Raven's hands. Because I don't know if she knew how much time was on the clock. I just wanted to get a shot off, because regardless of whether or not we hit the shot, we would go into overtime.
Right. We have mentioned a couple of different times with Cam Doty's name and the point guard in your system. And we talked last week. The point guard in your system is a difficult spot to be in. What's pleased you with how she has progressed, knowing that she did not play at all last year?
She's coming in to watch film with me.
Yeah.
So you
I know exactly where that.
You have to think like the head coach thinks. And so we've been spending more time together talking about what we're looking for in the offense. And then not only what we're looking for, like the adjustments that you have to make when things break down, because it's not going to always go the way that you plan. So what are the counters to when the offense breaks down?
Maya Johnson will be with us here in just a little bit. Asia James with a double-double on Friday night. Somebody who's once again become one of those veteran leaders in this group, Asia joining after last year. What's pleased you the most about how she's moved forward, Asia?
Confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, is confidence is so fragile, and just trying to get her in a rhythm. Confidence on both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively. We can see a little bit more aggressiveness and assertiveness from her on the defensive end. And then, like, when the ball hits her hands, if she has her feet set, she's letting it rip. And that's what we talked to her about. Like, you're a great shooter. Don't second-guess yourself. You have to shoot the open shot.
Friday night in Newark, she hits double figures. And then yesterday in Philly, Ibana hits double figures as well on the afternoon. What stands out to you more? Yesterday, 14-6, or Friday night, no turnovers and six helpers in about 25 minutes?
Well, we knew that Drexel was going to pack it in.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you have to make skip passes. You have to make cuts to the basket. You have to have movement against Drexel. And so I think, you know, because it's easy for Ivana to score, but being able to see those options outside of scoring is what makes her great as well.
Yesterday afternoon, you took a ball club that's 15-5 on the year, but undefeated at home to the limit. Only down three after being down 9 at the end of the first quarter to lose by 12. We talked about the confidence of Friday night. How much did that confidence carry over for yesterday?
It helped tremendously. It took some pressure off of us to finally get a win and do what we were capable of doing. And so we said that we wanted to build off of that, continue to do what we did against Delaware versus Drexel. We didn't rebound the ball as well as we needed to against Drexel because we did miss a lot of shots, so we needed more second chance opportunities. That's where we, you know, where we kind of lost the game, is that they had more second chance points than we did and more points off of turnovers. But to go in and battle a team that has been number one and is sitting at number two, and knowing that you had a chance to win, that should give us a lot of confidence for the remainder of the season.
That's the voice of the head women's basketball coach of the Phoenix and Charlotte Smith. You've heard her mention her name a couple of times. Maya Johnson will join us next. We'll talk about this season and also get into a couple of other conversations. Coach Smith back before we reach the bottom of the hour. Maya Johnson is next. This is Elon Basketball Live from McGurk's on a Monday night.
Whether you're looking for the perfect answer to your game day hunger or any other day, stop by McGurk's, located on West Lebanon Avenue, right across from the historic campus. McGurk's is your home for not only the best cheesesteaks south of Philly, but also the dynamic signature cheesesteak egg rolls, along with a great selection of craft beers and signature crush cocktails, along with plenty of screens to catch all your favorite college and NFL football. Stop by today and find out why McGurk's is your game-winning touchdown play for any day of the week.
With almost two decades of experience in real estate, the Carter Smith Group at Allen Tate Realtors provides the best in service, knowledge, and integrity for your real estate needs. From Ken Smith's deep understanding of renovations and resale to David Carter's knowledge of appraisals and home sales, the Carter Smith Group at Allen Tate Realtors has the wealth of information to help you navigate every step. Give them a call at 336-693-5551 or visit their website at thecartersmithgroup.allentate.com. The Carter Smith Group, the official and exclusive real estate agency of the Elon Phoenix.
Hub International offers a wide array of insurance and risk management options. As one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the region, they offer property and casualty, as well as risk services and employee benefits, along with personal services. Located at 1125 South Church Street, give them a call at 222-1866. At Hub International, they want to earn your confidence when you don't need them, so you can depend on them when you do.
Do you feel like you could use a game plan for your finances? The helpful team at American National Bank and Trust Company can help. We'll work with you to find the right solutions for your financial life. American National Bank has been serving customers in our communities for 110 years, and our friendly community bankers are always on the same team as you and your team. Come visit us at any of our five local locations or online at amnb.com. Thanks for allowing us to be your hometown bank. American National Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
If you are looking for a way to upgrade your business, then give the number one sign company in Burlington a call. Bullseye Sign and Graphics can help you with all your signs, banners, and vehicle graphic needs. From outstanding customer service to top-notch craftsmanship, their design and creativity sets them apart. Stop by their downtown Burlington location or visit them online at bullseyesigns.com to find out why Bullseye is always on target. Bullseye Sign and Graphics, a proud partner of Elon Athletics.
Quick reminder, Hub International is goal is simple. Learn your confidence when you don't need them so you can depend on them when you do. Experienced people, dependable service, innovative solutions. That's our good friends at Hub International. We'll see you Thursday night from Long Island, Elon and Stony Brook, 6:30 on the broadcast side and a 7 p.m. start. The Phoenix men are then on the back bay of Boston Saturday afternoon, while the Phoenix women at home on Friday night, and then headed for the College of Charleston on Saturday afternoon. And Maya Johnson, the Raleigh native, is nice enough to spend some time with us. Thanks for doing so on a Monday night.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, you have been part of some very successful moments in your time here, including, by the way, your second game winner of the year on Friday night. Where does Friday night rank?
Friday has to be at least top three. Honestly, maybe number one, because it just feels good to get a win. There was another shot against Drexel. Jalen Powell hit to win that game one time. That was probably a good one, too. But Raven Preston, the feeling was great. It was unbelievable. So probably definitely top two.
I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Coach earlier. The confidence in building. This had been coming for some time, and certainly the confidence was carried over until yesterday. How much does Friday help in terms of the validation of all the work you guys have done?
Friday really helped going into Sunday. Definitely the confidence, especially playing against a really good Drexel team. I just wish we just had a little bit more time to prepare for Drexel, because we definitely did give them a run for their money. So playing a team like Drexel, a couple more days of preparation, we definitely would have been on top.
All right, Southeast Raleigh High School, right?
Yes, sir.
Four-time conference champ, three times in the state title game. How much does that success help you at this level?
It helps a lot. Honestly, looking back at high school, I really don't know how I did it, because we were just running for 3 hours straight, no food in our system after class. But it really did prepare me for the college level, because my high school, we really did focus on defense. So coming to Elon and knowing being a defensive captain here, it really did lead me to being a better defensive player at the college level, just having that IQ that a lot of people don't have going into college.
Your dad at Shaw, your brother played at Livingstone, and the opportunity to play college basketball stood out for you. What stood out about here?
Elon's just a beautiful place, honestly, very beautiful place. But what really stood out was definitely Coach Smith and the coaching staff. It just feels like family here. She's very motherly. I'm not far from home, but my mom is kind of like an hour away. So having just that mother figure up the street is just really what I looked for.
All right, nobody's listening. I want you to know that nobody's listening. Let's start there. Your dad at Shaw, your brother at Livingston. Now, be honest. You can take them both, can't you?
I think I can. I actually have a younger brother who plays at a JUCO, so I think he has the best skill level out of all of us, but
boy, that was a quick answer. I like that.
But he doesn't have, like – the go hard.
I can take them both. That was a quick answer. Man, I like that answer.
Take them both at the same time.
All right. Major is?
Finance with a minor in professional sales.
When you leave here, what do you want to do?
I had an internship in Dallas with AT&T with their self-development program.
Yeah.
So I do like sales, maybe not tech sales, maybe pharmaceutical sales. because I do like talking to people and persuading people to, you know, buy things. But I don't know. If I don't do sales, maybe finance. But I don't want to settle down in finance until I'm at where I am at with my sales career.
All right. Coach has talked before about the leadership and the veteran group, and you're part of that group. If there's one thing you could tell younger Maya when she stepped on this campus, what would it be?
Well, I could tell myself younger and now just to relax, just have everything come to you, life, basketball, everything. But for real, nutrition, my freshman year. Nutrition is very important because when I got here, they gave me a little Phoenix card, and I can eat wherever, whenever I want, as many times as I want. That was real dangerous to give an 18-year-old. So I would really say go back and focus on your nutrition.
Okay. Gave her a Phoenix card freshman year. Real dangerous. Thanks, Maya.
No problem. Thank
you. That's Maya Johnson with us on a Monday night. When we roll on, the head coach is back alongside. We'll talk about North Carolina A&T. Aggies will be inside Char on Friday night. Charlotte Smith and head coach Billy Taylor still to come with Torrance Watson as well in the hour. We're off and running. This is Elon Basketball Live from McGurk's.
Do you feel like you could use a game plan for your finances? The helpful team at American National Bank and Trust Company can help. We'll work with you to find the right solutions for your financial life. American National Bank has been serving customers in our communities for 110 years, and our friendly community bankers are always on the same team as you and your team. Come visit us at any of our five local locations or online at amnb.com. Thanks for allowing us to be your hometown bank. American National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Wilson Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Wilson Tire Pros offers a straightforward approach to service and includes nationwide warranties with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin and BF Goodrich have a tire to fit any need. Wilson Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit Wilson Tire Pros in Elon today, online at wilsontirepros.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whether you're looking for the perfect answer to your game day hunger or any other day, stop by McGurk's, located on West Lebanon Avenue, right across from the historic campus. McGurk's is your home for not only the best cheesesteaks south of Philly, but also the dynamic signature cheesesteak egg rolls, along with a great selection of craft beers and signature crush cocktails, along with plenty of screens to catch all your favorite college and NFL football. Stop by today and find out why McGurk's is your game-winning touchdown play for any day of the week.
Percy's Barbecue, the official tailgate choice for Elon Athletics, 1834 South Church Street. Be sure to call them at 226-1695. Percy's Barbecue and Elon Basketball, a winning combination. And a custom home begins with a dedicated builder. Wilson Owens meets that challenge. They provide quality craftsmanship for a quality home and a quality life. Visit them online at wilsonhomesnc.com. Still to come, head coach Billy Taylor and Torrance Watson. We'll visit here in just a little bit with head coach Charlotte Smith, as well as the Phoenix women back in action on Friday night at North Carolina A&T, with the Aggies in town to play the Phoenix at Char Center as Elon returns back after getting the win on Friday night in Newark and on Sunday afternoon in Philly, getting the weekend split. And as we mentioned, head coach Charlotte Smith rejoins us. Quick note on Maya, because I know that you're awfully proud of her. I find it fascinating when they talk about, I didn't know the nutrition side of it.
Right.
I mean, at 18, that's probably something they've never thought about. How
right.
much of a wake-up call is that?
It's huge. You know, that was the one thing that we talked about after the Drexel game, because, you know, we saw what we were capable of doing. We saw that we were in the game. And so after the game in the locker room, I talked about doing everything to give you the edge, doing everything to give you a competitive advantage, whether it's getting the right sleep, whether it's putting the right things in your body. And I was like, I'm not going to push anybody under the bus, but I did see some Reese's cups and Mr. Good bars being passed around before the game.
That's not good. Oh, Reese's cups and Good bars. That's not worthwhile.
So we're looking to tighten up our diet. I said, let's just make a commitment for these next 2 months to try to do the right thing by our bodies to give ourselves the edge.
North Carolina A&T has not been a hospitable first-year member. They've won 3 straight and 8 of 9 overall. When you see them on tape, what jumps out?
They're a great defensive team. Yeah. They have a lot of statistics nationally in the top 40 defensively. They're going to try to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We have to be poised under pressure. We have to pick apart their zone, but they're just really active. We have to take care of the ball, and you have to out-rebound them. Like, our goal is to average 40 rebounds a game. We're not there, but they are. They're averaging 41.4 rebounds per game. So they do the things that I talk about all the time, defend and rebound. So we just have to do that as well.
Education Day earlier this year, you've done Princess Day, and then on Friday night, you and the Creed program here at Elon University will partner for the Black History Month recognition game. Not only playing basketball, but being involved in the community and giving back means a great deal for you and the program, right?
Right, yeah, we're excited about the Black History Game on Friday. You know, we talked about this last week is, you know, a lot of times when you think about Black history, and especially when you study about it in school, it starts with slavery, but we talk about how our history extends far beyond slavery, and there's so many great contributions from African-American that is part of American history that a lot of our players don't even know, so we spend that time educating ourselves on our contributions.
As always, thank you.
Thank you, and go Phoenix.
That's head coach Charlotte Smith as we wrap up the first half hour of Elon Basketball Live. When we roll on to head coach Billy Taylor steps inside as the Phoenix find a way to close the homestand in grand style on Saturday afternoon with the 14-point win against the Drexel Dragons. Coach Taylor and Torrance Watson join us when we begin the bottom half of the hour from McGurk's. This is Elon Basketball Live.
Whether you're looking for the perfect answer to your game day hunger or any other day, stop by McGurk's, located on West Lebanon Avenue, right across from the historic campus. McGurk's is your home for not only the best cheesesteak south of Philly, but also the dynamic signature cheesesteak egg rolls, along with a great selection of craft beers and signature crush cocktails, along with plenty of screens to catch all your favorite college and NFL football. Stop by today and find out why McGurk's is your game-winning touchdown play for any day of the week.
Hersey's Barbecue is 4 generations of great barbecue located right here in Alamance County. From athletes, celebrities, to governors and presidents, everybody in Alamance County has enjoyed the great menu at Hersey's through the years. Located at 1834 South Church Street, stop by and experience the award-winning selections on a daily basis or plan your next event and let Hersey's provide the great food through their catering service. Hersey's Barbecue and Elon Athletics, a winning combination.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Wilson Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Wilson Tire Pros offers a straightforward approach to service and includes nationwide warranties with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin and BF Goodrich have a tire to fit any need. Wilson Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit Wilson Tire Pros in Elon today, online at wilsontirepros.com.
Do you feel like you could use a game plan for your finances? The helpful team at American National Bank and Trust Company can help. We'll work with you to find the right solutions for your financial life. American National Bank has been serving customers in our communities for 110 years, and our friendly community bankers are always on the same team as you and your team. Come visit us at any of our 5 local locations or online at amnb.com. Thanks for allowing us to be your hometown bank. American National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
All right, thanks as always to Charlotte Smith and Maya Johnson for joining us on a Monday night as we now flip sides of the coin to talk about the Phoenix men as Elon a split of the weekend and they wrap up the homestand in style on Saturday afternoon, 72-58 over the Drexel Dragons. Torrance Watson, who had the double-double on Thursday night, will join us. It was awfully close to back-to-back double-doubles over the weekend, but we spend time, as always, to begin things with the head coach in Billy Taylor. You had fun Saturday, right?
That was a lot of fun, TD. We had fun during that game, and then certainly the celebration afterwards in the locker room from the guys and from our coaching staff was really a lot of fun. It was really a joy.
Let me go back to one of the topics that we talked about during our pregame visit. Led at the break at Charleston, led at home against Hofstra, the top two predominant teams in the league, and then Towson and UNCW, a combined 12-point loss. How much was this building? Because it felt like this was building.
Yeah, you know, it really has been. You know, as we've talked about, it's been an interesting journey for our team. You know, Torrance missed, you know, a couple weeks, you know, right before conference play, beginning of conference play, just, you know, really getting back. Gerald Gillens-Butler missing the whole preseason non-conference play. So getting him back into the fold. Then once those two guys came back, then Max McKinnon went out.
Yep.
So, you know, really getting our core group of guys to play together. And it, again, it seems like such a simple thing, like, oh, we'll just play together. But just getting that comfort and where we're used to playing together, we're moving the basketball, sharing the basketball. So you're seeing things really start to come together.
St. Louis, Missouri native, will join us here in just a little bit. You've told me before that in this retooled and reshuffled lineup, having a guy on the wing that can rebound is key. 10.5 per ball game, and it stood out to him that he was one field goal shy of a second double-double on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know what? You can ask him about the one field goal that he knows that he had that that would have been the double-double. But you know, he's rebounding the ball at such a high level, and it's been great to see. And again, it's something that Torrance did for us in Italy. You know, he rebounded the ball extremely well for us. I think his top game over there might have had 14 rebounds, I think it was. And so he really set a tone early on that he can rebound the ball. And you know, we've talked about, you know, for Torrance, when he defends and when he rebounds, everything else kind of falls into place from an offensive standpoint, and we're seeing that.
You mentioned a few different times last week, hitting singles and not trying to hit doubles and home runs. And I went back through and looked at the box scores from the last two games, 56% on Saturday, including the 60-something in the second half, and also the ability inside the arc and finding the right three. How much is that all about hitting singles and not doubles and triples?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to our guys trusting each other, you know, and you know, our values in terms of being selfless. And, you know, part of that being selfless is to hopefully at some point, you know, build that trust and that you know, that ability for our guys to share the basketball. And that's what we're seeing, you know, and you know, for a long stretch, you know, as a player, when you feel like, okay, I have to take this shot or I have to make a play, now there's, you know, pressure's off. You know, Torrance is like, I can drive it and, you know, Max McKinnon's cutting, or Max is making a play and that's Sean for three. So our sharing the basketball, trusting each other is really coming on strong for us.
33 helpers over the two games. It's the best two-game run on the season. 33 helpers on 53 made field goals. And it talks about that first letter in salt that you mentioned on Saturday, the selflessness to share the basketball.
Yeah, sharing the basketball. And we talk about those assisted field goals. And, you know, Torrance goes 4 assists, no turnovers on Saturday as well. So, you know, our shooting percentages are better. You know, our assist numbers are up. Our execution, guys are still able to move around and kind of flow within our offense. So it's really been, it's been fun to watch our guys play, and we're playing with pace. That was one of the big things that really stuck out for us, you know, in breaking down the film was, you know, we're playing faster again, which is the way we want to play.
You were not happy defensively Thursday night, especially in the second half. How much did it help to get right back to it Saturday afternoon?
You know, it really did. You know, the thing with Hofstra, you know, they've got three really talented guards. So, you know, you're trying to put pressure on them, and our three-quarter court pressure has been really good to us. And it got Hofstra a little bit sideways on Thursday night. You know, they made an adjustment. I thought Torrance and JB did a really good job at the top of the press, you know, in the first half. It had them a little bit sideways. They made some adjustments in the second half. And when you have guards that can really break down a defense the way they do, you know, it stretched us out further, and we really had some miscommunications. So to be able to come back and play the way we did was really a great thing to see.
3 to 4 quick players. Without a certain guy at Hofstra, Sean Holleran may be the player of the week. He averages over 20 per ball game. We talked on Thursday night post game. A guy who was in the gym 3 hours before tap. By my count, it's a 5-hour work day. What is that type of guy lead this program to with a guy like L.A. and Max and Dre and Torrance is nodding his head already.
Yeah, you know, it's critical when you have seniors that are setting that tone, because, you know, you talk about those 5 hours. That doesn't even count, you know, game day shoot around that we had, being there early for, you know, our quiz that we do before that. So it's a long day. And, you know, spend all that time, you know, in the gym, getting your mind right, getting your body ready, getting your shot mechanics, all that. So, again, for our seniors, that group of guys, you know, Torrance does it, Zach Irvin, those guys are in the gym. They're relentless workers, which really sets a great tone for our younger players in the program.
We could talk a lot about off-the-court stuff, but I'll simply ask this. Mid-90s at Notre Dame seems like a little bit past time. You've mentioned the modern-day player and off-the-court treatment. What fascinates you the most being the head coach in terms of the work they put in?
Yeah, no, it's completely different in terms of the amount of time guys spend in the training room, the way you treat your body. You know, the old ice tubs for us used to be in the shower. You know, you get a bucket of ice and you put it in the shower, and that's where it was. And now it's in the training room, and there's contrast baths and, you know, hot packs. And just the treatment, the care that our athletes get is really just top-notch. And, you know, ultimately what we hope for is that, you know, it means, you know, better long-term quality of life for these guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not having the knee issues, you know, into your, you know, later stages of life or back or whatever, because you're getting the treatment, doing the right things at an early age.
Torrance Watson joins us here in a few moments, and we'll talk about one of his senior teammates, Gerald Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people know the story. Mm-hmm. But when you and I visited back in the spring, you said, I just want Gerald to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want Gerald to play happy. What's impressed you the last two games?
You know, I think the smile on his face says it all during the game.
Yeah.
And you know, before we broke our huddle, before the jump ball, before the tip, you know, JB was the one that said to the team, he said, guys, let's have fun out here. Like, let's enjoy this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start. It was a little bit of a grind early on. But then once we kind of hit our stride, you could see, again, the ball was moving. Guys were sharing it.
Yep.
And again, he was really one of the key facilitators of that. So, you know, it's always makes you feel great as a coach when you see players out there enjoying themselves. Again, the way Torrance has played the last couple of weeks, like, he's enjoying himself again. He, you know, you look at his shooting numbers, he's shooting 37 from three now in conference play,
yep.
80 from the line, you know, almost 6 rebounds a game. Like, he's having fun out there. So to see our guys having fun and enjoying the game and trusting the their teammates, that's what it's all about.
We started on building confidence. Let's finish on building confidence. Mm-hmm. Max with 10 helpers on two games. And Sam Sherry, it feels like, stacks one game after another after one more. How important is that?
Well, TD, you know, for Sam, you know, you're doing that against the, you know, the probably the defensive player of the year in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're scoring in the painted area. You're finishing. He's getting to his dominant hand. So for him to be able to produce against, you know, a guy that's a, you know, an elite rim protector, is really, again, it builds your confidence as a player to say, okay, if you can score on him, you know, Williams, then you can score on anybody in the paint. And for Max McKinnon, and Max was terrific the two games over the weekend. You know, Max had the tip pass that, you know, went out of bounds late game. And he's like, Coach, if I had just caught that, like, that was another assist. And, you know, and you know, Max left 2 points on the board on a breakaway layup. So, you know, those young guys that are playing well, but there's not all the pressure.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same for Sean. There's not the pressure to have to carry the entire load, the entire burden. They can just kind of play their role, play the game, enjoy themselves, and let the game come to them.
That's the voice of the head coach in Billy Taylor. He's already bought his name up a few different times. The St. Louis native in Torrance Watson joins us next. D-Line Basketball Live from McGurk's.
Do you feel like you could use a game plan for your finances? The helpful team at American National Bank and Trust Company can help. We'll work with you to find the right solutions for your financial life. American National Bank has been serving customers in our communities for 110 years, and our friendly community bankers are always on the same team as you and your team. Come visit us at any of our 5 local locations or online at amnb.com. Thanks for allowing us to be your hometown bank. American National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
If you are looking for a way to upgrade your business, then give the number one sign company in Burlington a call. Bullseye Sign and Graphics can help you with all your signs, banners, and vehicle graphic needs. From outstanding customer service to top-notch craftsmanship, their design and creativity sets them apart. Stop by their downtown Burlington location or visit them online at bullseyesigns.com to find out why Bullseye is always on target. Bullseye Sign and Graphics, a proud partner of Elon Athletics.
With almost two decades of experience in real estate, the Carter Smith Group at Allen Tate Realtors provides the best in service, knowledge, and integrity for your real estate needs. From Ken Smith's deep understanding of renovations and resale to David Carter's knowledge of appraisals and home sales, the Carter Smith Group at Allen Tate Realtors has the wealth of information to help you navigate every step. Give them a call at 336-693-5551 or visit their website at thecartersmithgroup.allentate.com. The Carter Smith Group, the official and exclusive real estate agency of the Elon Phoenix.
Are you a weekend warrior that's suffering through an injury or just a person who wants to feel better? Then make a call to the guy that the Phoenix trusts in orthopedic care, and that is Dr. Lee Deal with the North Carolina Orthopedic Clinic and Duke Sports Medicine. Dr. Deal has been the team physician for Phoenix Athletics for the past 6 years, and he's committed to getting you in tip-top shape and back in the game as soon as possible by understanding, diagnosing, and treating your individual needs. Let him put his 20-plus years of experience to work for you. Give him a call at 919-471-9622 or visit the website at DealSportsMedicine.com. Go Phoenix!
Whether you're looking for the perfect answer to your game day hunger or any other day, stop by McGurk's, located on West Lebanon Avenue, right across from the historic campus. McGurk's is your home for not only the best cheesesteaks south of Philly, but also the dynamic signature cheesesteak egg rolls, along with a great selection of craft beers and signature crush cocktails, along with plenty of screens to catch all your favorite college and NFL football. Stop by today and find out why McGurk's is your game-winning touchdown play for any day of the week.
Elon Basketball Live with you till close to the top of the hour as the Phoenix men get set for Stony Brook on Thursday night and then Northeastern on Saturday afternoon. We'll see you on the broadcast side at 6:30 on Thursday night from Long Island on the Varsity Network app as Elon will play for two straight wins. And the guy sitting to my right, the St. Louis native and the Missouri Gatorade Player of the Year. See, you didn't think I'd give you that early. will play for his third double-figure rebound effort in the last three games. Thanks for spending a few moments.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to ask you the question because I know that not getting that final bucket bothers you, so we're not going to talk about that. But by my count, 6 of the 9 league games with at least 6 rebounds or more. What's been the key for you, and how much is rebounding helping everything else, Torrance?
So I think rebounding is helping everything. Like Coach said, helping our offense, helping us on defense, making sure that we stop the other team. But going back to what Coach said about in Italy, that was one of the biggest things for me. My shot wasn't falling, so it was like get on the glass, make sure I can do everything I can to help be a leader for the team and just do anything I can to help us win.
I think one of the interesting things about this group is that nobody on this team wants to talk about themselves. It bothers you guys to talk about yourself, so I'm going to ask you to talk about somebody else. What do people need to know about the last 2 years and what JB's gone through in terms of how proud you are to see him back and to see him playing well?
Oh, man, I'm so proud of him. He's like a – I think everybody on the team is like a family member to me, but he's a really close brother of mine. He's been through a lot, just not just the previous 2 years, but his whole life. But he's a fighter, and he's a survivor. Like, he's somebody that always keeps going. And it feels so good to be able to see him have that smile on his face again. I think it was maybe 2-3 games ago when he got that big dunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just, like, lit up the whole room, and everybody is so happy for him. So just for him fighting through injuries, fighting through other things, and coming back and being able to prosper through it, it's really great to see, and everybody's really happy for him.
I mean, Torrance, he caught it on the wing against Towson, and there wasn't a doubt, was there?
No, it wasn't.
There wasn't a single doubt. Coach mentioned earlier, you were hurt mid-year in terms of November and December, and obviously last year's well-documented, the shoulder sprain, missing the final 9 games of the league. You've done a great job rehabbing, getting back. What have you learned about you?
Learned about me during that time?
I'm going to ask you to talk about you just a little bit. What have you learned about you?
I learned that I'm a fighter as well. You know, it's really hard when you get hurt, especially as one of the captains of the team, wanting to be a leader for the team, getting hurt and not being able to be out there with my brothers. It was really hard, but just doing everything that I can to come back. And then once I got back, just doing everything that I can to help. So during that time, just really learned how much I mean to the team on and off the floor, whether it's my voice being vocal or, like you said, getting rebounds in the game. But learned a lot about myself during that time of being hurt.
I think people have figured out your mom and your sister are behind the bench at home games.
Oh, yes, sir.
The connection you have with them and what it means to have them here.
Oh, man, I have a huge connection. They're actually here right now. But my mom, man, like, I really can't say enough of how much I love her. She means the world to me. She's my favorite person in the world. She's my best friend. She's always been there for me every step of the way.
You're winning so many points right now. It's not even close.
No, I'm a big mama's boy. Always been one, always will be.
Your second year here, and yes, senior sir. Day will be later in February. Same question that I asked Maya. If you could give Torrance from last year one piece of advice, what is it?
Take it one day at a time.
Okay.
Just enjoy every single part of it. Not that I didn't enjoy it last year, but life happens quick.
Yeah.
Like, looking back on it now, it's like it feels like I just transferred to Elon. So just making sure that I enjoy every day, take it one step at a time, and just be grateful for where I am at.
Let's go to Stony Brook and have fun, shall
yes,
we?
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's Torrance Watson with us on a Monday night. When we roll on, the head coach is back alongside, and we'll visit on Stony Brook and also a couple of other matters before we send you home at the end of Elon Basketball Live. Back we come at McGurk's on a Monday night. This is Elon Basketball Live.
Whether you're looking for the perfect answer to your game day hunger or any other day, stop by McGurk's, located on West Lebanon Avenue, right across from the historic campus. McGurk's is your home for not only the best cheesesteaks south of Philly, but also the dynamic signature cheesesteak egg rolls, along with a great selection of craft beers and signature crush cocktails, along with plenty of screens to catch all your favorite college and NFL football. Stop by today and find out why McGurk's is your game-winning touchdown play for any day of the week.
Do you feel like you could use a game plan for your finances? The helpful team at American National Bank and Trust Company can help. We'll work with you to find the right solutions for your financial life. American National Bank has been serving customers in our communities for 110 years, and our friendly community bankers are always on the same team as you and your team. Come visit us at any of our five local locations or online at amnb.com. Thanks for allowing us to be your hometown bank. American National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hub International offers a wide array of insurance and risk management options. As one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the region, they offer property and casualty, as well as risk services and employee benefits, along with personal services. Located at 1125 South Church Street, give them a call at 222-1866. At Hub International, they want to earn your confidence when you don't need them, so you can depend on them when you do.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Remember your Duke Sports Medicine and Dr. Lee deal. If you're looking to get back into tip-top shape, if you're a weekend warrior with a nagging injury that keeps you on the sideline, get back in the game. Duke Sports Medicine in the name of the Phoenix Trust on game day and Dr. Lee deal, 919-471-9622. Okay, after being home for three straight, the Phoenix will hit the road, and it begins on Thursday night in Long Island. The first CAA matchup with Stony Brook, who were red hot when they entered in with the CAA. They're now 4-5 in conference play. But welcome to a three-game road swing. Greensboro on the following Wednesday to wrap everything up, and it also probably wraps up your final letter in Salt, playing as a group.
Yeah, you know, certainly for us, you know, playing as a team and you know, getting that toughness aspect is going to be a challenge this week. You know, we've got a great trip to New York to go to Stony Brook, then head up to Boston. So really a great opportunity for our guys and two very winnable games on the road. So hopefully, you know, as we talked about, you know, last week, the schedule changed for us, right? Like,
yeah.
we were playing the top teams, and even heading into the Drexel, you know, weekend, they came in 6-2 before they lost to A&T. and then we beat them, so now they're 6-4. But, you know, an opportunity for us on the road to do something and to make some noise and hopefully continue to build some momentum.
As always, thank you.
Thank you, TD.
That's head coach Billy Taylor with us on a Monday night as we wrap up. Our thanks to Coach Taylor, Coach Smith, Maya Johnson, and Torrance Watson as well. We'll see you Thursday night from Long Island for Elon and Stony Brook, 6:30 on the Varsity Network app and a 7 p.m. tip. And we are back here next Monday night with Elon Basketball Live. Phoenix Women at home against North Carolina A&T on Friday night. And then at Charleston on Sunday, the Phoenix Men at Boston on the Back Bay versus Northeastern on Saturday afternoon. We'll see you Thursday night from Long Island. This is Elon Basketball from Learfield.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.